This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Winter session of the House of Representatives starts. Lawmakers oppose Constitutional Council First Amendment Ordinance. Supreme Court annuls the registration of the Nepal Communist Party. 111th International Women's Day being marked across the country amid various programs. And Switzerland votes in support of ban on face coverings in public. Now the news in detail. The winter session of the House of Representatives has started. The House meeting was called yesterday after the House of Representatives was reinstated by the Supreme Court's verdict with an order to call the House session within 13 days from the 23rd of February. On the first day of the session, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Lila Nath Srestha on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli presented the Constitutional Council Functions, Duties, Powers and Procedures First Amendment Ordinance 2077 BS amid protest from the main opposition party, Nepali Congress. When House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota permitted Minister Srestha to present the ordinance in the House, the lawmakers from the group boycotted the meeting. Responding to the lawmakers' concerns, Speaker Sapkota clarified that there was a mandatory provision to give time to the government to present the ordinance in the first meeting of the House. The Supreme Court has annulled the registration of the Nepal Communist Party, formed following the unification between the Nepal Communist Party Unified Marxist Leninist CPN-UML and Nepal Communist Party Maoist Center CPN-Maoist Center. With the annulment of the registration of the new Nepal Communist Party, the authenticity over the Nepal Communist Party has gone to the party led by Rishi Kattel. The Supreme Court's verdict issued by the joint bench of Justices Bam Kumar Srestha and Kumar Regmi has put the then CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist Center in status quo. The court has also issued a mandamus in the name of the Election Commission to take necessary decision regarding the registration of the parties as per the verdict. Meantime, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has committed to abiding by the Supreme Court's verdict on the Nepal Communist Party's authenticity. Talking to media persons emerging from the parliament at New Baneshwar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said that he would implement the court's verdict regarding the dispute on the name of the Nepal Communist Party. A division bench of Justices Bam Kumar Srestha and Kumar Regmi gave such verdict hearing the writ petition filed by Rishi Kattel claiming the official status of Nepal Communist Party. Meanwhile, Election Commission spokesperson Raj Kumar Srestha confirmed that the verdict of the Supreme Court on the dispute of authenticity of Nepal Communist Party was received and registered in office yesterday itself. The 111th International Women's Day is being marked in Nepal as well amid various programs. The international theme for this year's International Women's Day is Choose to Challenge. Meanwhile, theme for Nepal for the day is Women's Security, Respect and Employment, the basis for Nepal's prosperity. On the occasion, the President extended the message for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali sisters at home and abroad. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for equal access for women to education, health and employment opportunities to fulfill the goals of gender equality. President Bhandari has stated there is a need to make additional efforts at the implementation level to ensure proportional participation of women in politics and every public sector as guaranteed by the Constitution of Nepal. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has extended a message of best wishes to all Nepali sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of the 111th International Women's Day. Vice President Poon has wished this day will bring happiness, peace and prosperity to all the Nepali sisters. Similarly, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has also expressed his best wishes to all Nepalese women at home and abroad on the occasion of the International Women's Day. Year after year, March 8 is celebrated as the International Women's Day all over the world. The day celebrates the social, economic, cultural and political achievements of women from every walks of life. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरका एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. The government of Nepal has received the first lot of vaccine against COVID-19 available under the COVAX facility. Among the 1.92 million doses of vaccine placed to Nepal under the program, 348,000 doses of the vaccines had arrived in Nepal yesterday. The vaccines given to Nepal under the COVAX facility were also produced by Serum Institute of India. The vaccines were brought to Nepal in coordination of the UNICEF and the WHO and in assistance from various international governments, international organizations and private sectors. Minister for Health and Population Vides Tripathi received the vaccines along with 350,000 sets of syringes. The ministry said Nepal would receive vaccines enough for 20% population of the country under the COVAX facility free of cost. The second phase of the nationwide COVID-19 vaccination drive started with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli receiving the vaccine at Trivandrum University Teaching Hospital at 10 AM yesterday. Talking to media persons after the vaccination, Prime Minister Oli urged people to take vaccine without any doubt and extend hands to make the campaign successful. Health Ministry Vides Tripathi says within the first Health Minister Vides Tripathi says within the first 10 days of the campaign, the government target to immunize 1.79 million senior citizens above 65 years of age. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 66 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours with 58 recoveries. The ministry did not report any corona-related death yesterday. The 10th Nepal Geological Congress for Exchanging Geological Experiences kicked off in Kathmandu yesterday with the theme of Geology for Sustainable Development and Prosperity. The Geological Congress will center in the latest geological researches, studies and exercises carried out in the Himalayan region. Speaking at the conference, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Lekras Bhatta stressed on the need for exchanging knowledge and experience of geology not only for the prosperity of the country but also for mitigating and managing disasters. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Switzerland has narrowly voted in favor of banning face coverings in public, including the burqa or niqab worn by Muslim women. Official results showed the measure had passed by 51.2% to 48.8% in Sunday's referendum. The proposal was put forward by the right-wing Swiss People's Party SVP, which campaigned with slogans such as Stop Extremism. Meanwhile, a leading Swiss Islamic group said it was a dark day for Muslims. The Swiss government had argued against the ban, saying it was not up to the state to dictate what women wear. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned that the Taliban could make rapid military gains across Afghanistan when American and NATO troops pull out. Under a deal between the Taliban and the previous Trump administration, all remaining U.S. forces are due to leave the country by the end of next month. But in a letter to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Blinken has warned of a possible new spring offensive. U.S. soldiers invaded Afghanistan in 2001 to remove the Taliban from power. The American military operation was in response to the 9/11 terrorist attack. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in far west province along with in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Winter session of the House of Representatives starts. Lawmakers oppose Constitutional Council First Amendment Ordinance. Supreme Court annuls the registration of the Nepal Communist Party. 111th International Women's Day being marked across the country amid various programs. And Switzerland votes in support of a ban on face coverings in public. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.